Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We've only got 10 guys on the field. They're down and 7. This one is launched for McLaurin. He's got it! Touchdown! Touchdown, Terry McLaurin!
Oh, Troy Aikman and then Joe Buck for the main event there as AMAC whispers sweet nothings in my ear that I'm hot. Good to have you with us for a final hour of power here on a Thursday afternoon as we continue to talk about Terry McLaurin's reported frustration. Should be no surprise to anybody that he's holding out of OTAs. It should be no surprise to anybody that he probably won't be there for mandatory minicamp. He wasn't 3 years ago. The problem 3 years ago is that the Commanders front office got the extension done, but they didn't get a 4-year extension done. They only got a 3-year extension done. Now, Terry was not, in terms of statistical production and impact, was not as good 3 years ago as he was last year. But he was also 3 years younger. So that's why there's this divide. It's very easy to see. Never thought this was going to be an easy negotiation. I do believe it'll get done. Probably on the eve of training camp. Maybe it'll take as long as right before the regular season, but I would assume it gets done. Let me give you a couple of numbers here. We mentioned DK Metcalf, right? And just because I think that's a good place to start, because I think all of us would realize, or all of us would grant, that Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, and probably, I think for most people, CeeDee Lamb, are in a class to themselves. Maybe one could argue that A.J. Brown should be. That's up to you. But DK Metcalf, again, got a trade and extension worth just a hair under $33 million. A hair under $33 million. So he is only 28. Terry is 30. But let's just look at a couple of numbers. Last year, Terry McLaurin, 20 games overall, played 17, all 17 in the regular season, 117 targets, 82 catches, 1,096 yards, a 13.4 average, 13 regular season touchdowns. In the playoffs, 23 targets, 14 catches, 227 yards, 16.2 average, partially because of that long touchdown that AMAC played for you, and a touchdown in all three games, so 3 total touchdowns. So a total of 16 touchdowns. You could do a total of 140 targets. You could do 96 catches. You could do, 1,320 23 yards. The average, I can't figure out right off the top of my head, but, you know, it is what it is. 16 touchdowns, right? DK Metcalf missed two games last year. Did not make the playoffs. The Seahawks won 10 games and did not make the playoffs. Not his fault. But DK missed two games. Had 108 targets in the regular season. So he certainly would have been around where Terry was at 117, if not more, if he had played in those two games. 66 catches, Terry had 82. Again, in two more games. I don't know if DK would have had 16 catches in those two games. Maybe he would have, maybe he wouldn't have. Had 992 receiving yards. Terry had 1,096. Probably easy to see that DK would have been at or slightly above where Terry wound up. DK had a 15-yard per catch average. Terry had a 13.4 average. Terry had 13 touchdowns. DK only had 5. And again, DK's team did not make the playoffs. Now, you want to take, and again, remember, the reason why we're focusing on him is because he got the $33 million per year extension. Okay? That's the reason why we're focusing on him. Because that's where I think the sweet spot is. Right around that, give or take. In his career, and I didn't realize this, but my guy Derek Forrest of DC News Now pointed out to me, they played the same amount of games in the regular season. DK, 438 career receptions. Terry, in his career, 460 career receptions. So Terry's got him in receptions. In terms of targets, which, again, sometimes is the player, sometimes is the OC, sometimes is the quarterback, sometimes is a lot of things. 726 targets. 726 targets. DK has the same exact amount of targets. It's crazy, right? Crazy. So, again, they've played in... DK has played in 97 career games. Terry, right, has played in 97 career games. And they have the same exact amount of targets. Think about that. Terry, 6,379 receiving yards. That's a handful more than DK. 6,324. DK, a career average of 14.4. Terry, 13.9. Terry, 38 regular season touchdowns. DK, 48 regular season touchdowns. And was it Zach in Richmond? I think it was Zach in Richmond that was pointing it out. The first 3 years he played with Russell Wilson, still in his prime, DK hasn't really come close under Geno Smith. 6, 8, and 5 the last 3 years. But he's still got 10 more regular season touchdowns than Terry. So, again, you factor that in. Terry, slightly more receptions. Terry, slightly more yards. DK, slightly better average. DK, much better in terms of the touchdown account. DK's lost 8 fumbles. Terry's lost 1. That's crazy. They got the same amount of targets.
I don't know if you want to mention this too, but like I think Terry is a much more level-headed person.
Oh, absolutely.
DK. Like DK is a hothead, to say the least.
Yeah, that's part of the reason why you have to pay him.
Yeah.
Right? Captain, leader, good influence, good dude. I mean, I've mentioned this, and we'll get back to the calls in a sec. I mentioned this a couple of times. you know, Terry is great with the media. Not that, again, that matters to a lot of fans. I know it doesn't, but it should. Terry's great with his teammates. Obviously, that matters. Me personally, you know, again, I haven't covered the team on an everyday basis. And yet, Terry and I, while we're, I would never call him a friend of mine by any means, and nor would he call me a friend of his, you know, we have a friendly relationship, right? But it's not like we're buddy-buddy. It's not like I'm texting him. I'm not. But just this year, for instance, and again, it was a much better year for everybody, so spirits are always higher when you're winning and playing well. Again, I went up to Terry after the Giants road game, and I was like, hey, man, like, you know, I don't know if you remember, but you met my son at training camp a year and a half ago, and he loved you, and he asks about you all the time. You know, again, he's going to be so happy when I talk to him. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I remember. He's like, you know, how's he doing? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, tell him I said hi. Terry didn't have to do that. He could have been like, yeah, so what, dude? Now, maybe he didn't remember and he was just being nice. I have no idea. But here's how I think he remembered. Why I think I'm pretty sure. I went up to him after the NFC Championship game in Philadelphia. Not to interview him, but just to thank him for his availability all throughout his career, this season, and for being a great professional and a great dude. And he looked at me and gave me a handshake, whatever, and said, thank you very much. That means a lot. Da-da-da-da-da. He goes, how's your son doing? He didn't have to ask that. They just got annihilated. That's the kind of guy Terry is. Now, that doesn't win you games automatically. That does not put you in the Hall of Fame. That does not get you paid a certain amount. But would you rather have a jackass or would you rather have Terry McLaurin? I think the answer is pretty obvious. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to the phones and talk to Mark in Largo next up. What up, Mark? How are you? Mark? No, Mark. All right, we'll put him back on hold and see if we can get Lou aboard here. What up, Lou?
What's up, Rusio?
What's shaking, Lou?
Shaking and baking, man. You know, I'm all for Terry, man. I know, you know, the guy from Largo. I mean, I don't know the previous guy, you know, naming all these other things about Terry, but the dude is a top five receiver, so you know, he deserved to get paid, and, you know, he's been playing with a bunch of clowns over here, so, I mean, now we got a top-notch QB, and, you know, the guy is a top five. Do you disagree with that? I mean, you can name all these other receivers, but, I mean, he got to be the top five to me.
I mean, he did. Listen, I think you can make a strong argument for him. I think clearly he's behind Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. I think we would all agree. I would put him behind CeeDee Lamb. I would put him ahead of DK Metcalf, even though, again, DK's got more touchdowns than him. I would not put him ahead of A.J. Brown because the same argument
could... Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? A.J. Brown's really good.
A.J. Brown from Philly.
Yeah, A.J. Brown's really good. What do you mean, are you kidding me? You don't think A.J. Brown's really good?
He's okay.
Okay. Okay. He's okay. AJ Brown had a bad year this year and had 1,079 yards. Now he had way less touchdowns than Terry. I'm not saying he was better this year, but the year before that, 1,456 yards. The year before that, 1,496 yards. With crappy quarterbacks in Tennessee, his numbers were somewhat pedestrian slash Terry-like. I mean, A.J. Brown, to me, is slightly better than Terry McLaurin. Slightly.
But to me, like I said, I know, you know, at the end of the day, the guy been playing with Heineke, all these other quarterbacks that we've been having, and he's been putting up numbers since he got here. He never complained. And to me, I think, I mean, that's one thing that's about Terry. He's a stand-up guy. He never said anything. He just played a game. And to me, I think he deserved to get paid whatever he's asking for. Instead of trying to go get that defensive end from Cincinnati, I think they should pay this dude first, and then, you know, whatever. They could go ahead and address the other situation. But Terry is the number one priority, and I'm surprised that it's taken this long. I mean, knowing, you know, our organization, I just think that, I mean, he's better than AJ for sure. I know that.
He's not better for sure. How do you? I don't know how you come up with that better for sure. He had a better year than he did last year.
He's slow. That's what I think. AJ, he's like a Debo. He's just a physical receiver. He can't run. He can't outrun corners. I mean, that's what he is. He's just a muscle guy, just getting his 10-yard, 20-yard, and sometimes that's all he is. You see what Terry could do? He pulled that screenplay from Detroit a year ago. Tell me, AJ could do that. I highly doubt it.
You don't think A.J. Brown can do that? Okay. All right. Nope. I mean, we have a difference of opinion there. I mean, listen, there are different styles, yes. I'm not denying that. But I think an argument can be made based on last year that Terry McLaurin is better than DK A.J. Brown. But side by side for their careers, and yes, there are variable factors, I think it's more than reasonable to make an argument that A.J. Brown is slightly better.
But my thing is, Chris, if Terry had Jaden Daniels for the past, whatever, since he got into the league, he probably put up a better number than this guy is. The one that you say he's slightly better there. The Philadelphia guy, I don't even want to know his name, but A.J. Brown, whatever. But to me, he's been playing with a bunch of decent quarterbacks. I mean, that's the only reason you think that he's better than
him.
But
I mean, he played with crap quarterbacks the first couple of years of his career, the first 3 years of his career. So, we have to acknowledge that. Thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. We got to take a timeout. We'll get back on track on the other side. We'll see if Mark and Largo is around and Jeff in Vienna as well. We will let them weigh in. Jeff in Vienna has two very expensive wide receivers on his team's roster, the Cincinnati Bengals. So we'll see where he thinks Terry McLaurin weighs in, because we've heard that McLaurin Monday Night Football touchdown, that was against Jeff's Bengals. Jeff was actually in attendance for that particular game, if I remember correctly, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They're going to get a free play. Rodgers is the master at it, and a touchdown by Lazard. Nobody in the league has thrown more touchdowns on free plays than Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yes. Joe Buck on the call. And a hat tip to our pal Grant Paulson, who alerted us. It is basically official. Aaron Rodgers, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN, has informed the Steelers he will fly to Pittsburgh on Friday, sign a one-year deal with the Steelers, and attend next week's minicamp, presumably be on the field, as everybody has kind of expected, but took forever, and apparently Aaron Rodgers is going to be in black and gold next year. And oh, by the way, the NFL, which stupidly claimed that they had nothing to do with this, there was no rhyme or reason, that there was no way that they considered Aaron bull donkey, you know what. Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers going to take on the New York Jets in week one. So there you go.
That's like a revenge matchup for each quarterback. Like, when's the last time that's happened? Like, each quarterback has, like, a revenge matchup against their...
Oh, because Justin Fields is with the Jets.
Yes.
Oh, good call. I was thinking, wait, what is he talking about? Russell Wilson's with the Giants. Good call. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because Justin Fields probably going to win the Jets starting quarterback job.
Yep.
Good call.
A double. Like, when does that happen? I don't know. I'm
young. I'd have to kind of look. You mean when it was a complete flip script reverse, like
both quarterbacks are going against
their most recent team? I guess, like as in last year.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure somebody will come up with it, but my guess would be never. But I don't know. I'm sure it happened. Maybe it happened once.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers also will go against the Packers for right now on Sunday Night Football in Week 8 and play in Chicago, where he always tore up the Bears, in Week 12. So Aaron Rodgers heading to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, the NFL had the audacity. Mike North, who I guess Kevin had on today. Mike North seems like a nice guy. I think it was him that was quoted as this, saying that had nothing to do. Come on. Please, get lost. Get out of here. Get out of here. All right, so the Steelers at the Jets week one, presumably with Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure he'll be cheered, welcomed back, applauded, honored by the Jets fan base. Seahawks at Steelers week two. That's a DK Metcalf reunion bowl. Vikings at Steelers. Then the Packers at the Steelers. So he doesn't go back to Lambeau Field. Packers at Steelers. Steelers at Bears. We mentioned that. Steelers at Lions week 16. You know who Aaron Rodgers does not play this year? The Commanders. So, Breaking news. There you go. Again, as we were talking about, DK Metcalf and Terry McLaurin have played the same amount of games and have the same amount of targets, the exact same amount of targets. DK has 10 more touchdowns in the regular season. It's 7 if you count Terry's postseason here. Terry has slightly more yards, slightly more catches. They're basically one and the same. Basically one and the same. Slight differences. Obviously, there's a difference in body type, all that. DK got $33 million. Terry had a much better year last year. I think Terry's gotta be asking for 34, 35, and maybe settles at 32, 5, 33. Maybe you give him a dollar more than DK got at 30, at an exact 33, because DK is just under 33, and away you go. Maybe that's the deal. But that is, it's not an exact comp, but that is the closest comp you're going to find. It ain't 30. I'd be stunned if Terry takes 30. Knowing that this is his last crack, big time crack at the apple. So here you go. Lots of news on this Thursday. In the NFL, go figure, June 5th, and the NFL does not stop. Go figure. Even on the eve, the day of the NBA Finals. We'll come back and grab a couple of last phone calls and touch on the NBA Finals in a sec right here on the Team 980. Stay with us. All right, so there you have the breaking news. Aaron Rodgers informing the Pittsburgh Steelers that he is indeed joining them and signing a one-year contract, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. And again, his first game should be against his now former team, the New York Jets, in week one. Meanwhile, Anthony Richardson, the troubled Indianapolis Colts quarterback, both because of injury and performance, has been sidelined and shut down until at least training camp, according to Colts head coach Shane Steichen, with a shoulder injury. Again, it has been a rough go for the former number 4 overall pick. As well, Amon-Ra St. Brown, we mentioned him earlier in the show. He is getting ready for training camp, says he hopes to be available after not participating in offseason practices because of an offseason knee surgery. Again, he hopes to be available as he enters his fifth year in the league for the start of Lions training camp. To the NBA, game one of the NBA Finals tonight, Indiana Pacers, champions of the East, beating the Knicks, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, champions of the West, best team of the regular season, champions of the West. They host Indiana at 8:30 tonight on ABC. And Rick Pitino says he's, quote, absolutely not, end quote, interested in replacing Tom Thibodeau as the head coach of the New York Knicks. The Nationals look for 2 out of 3 tonight from the Chicago Cubs, first place in the NL Central after Mackenzie Gore, and the Nats got the job done last night, 2-0, first pitch, 6:45, 106.7, the Fan, the Odyssey app, and the Nats Radio Network. Right now, Kansas City over St. Louis, 3-1 in the 7th. Philadelphia is trailing Toronto 1-0 in the 2nd, and Arizona came back and beat and dealt the Atlanta Braves another loss, 11-10. And that's what's trending.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
23 minutes until the top of the hour. That means we got about 20 minutes left in the show. It's been a busy show. Lots going on. Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. As we were discussing recently, Terry McLaurin not happy about contract talks, according to a major national report. And never eat leftover boneless chicken right before you come back on the radio.
I thought you were going to say never eat. I was going to say you kind of need to survive.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I got the hiccups.
Yeah, was it spicy?
No.
Just fast.
I ate it fast because I didn't realize we were coming back. And, yep. So now I got the hiccups. So I apologize in advance. I'm trying. All right, let's get out to the phones and get you guys aboard. Let's try and make sure we get Mark in via Largo here before Jeff and Vienna. Hey, what's up, Mark?
Hey Chris. What's up, Chris? Just having some issues, you know, other stuff like that. You know, I got a house that was built in 73. You know, things that are either built or born in 73 seems to be a problem. You know anything about that, Chris?
No, I have no, I have no idea what you're talking about. What could you ever be talking about, Mark?
I just figured I'd throw that out.
Well
there.
Done. Well done.
Look, the Commanders, I'm not really worried. I think this seemed like this was going to happen 4 years ago. And I know it was a different administration 4 years ago. I get it. I do think they have to pay him. I think there's a bigger issue here that I think that a lot of people aren't thinking about. I think it may not be the money. It may be the length of the contract, which I think could be the problem. And
Why
I say this is why.
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly what I mentioned throughout the show. Absolutely. You're dead on. Right. I think that could be a huge problem, but go ahead.
Now, let me say this. Don't you think what Adam Peters is thinking, okay, we want to give him the 34,
mm-hmm.
but if this leaks into 29, you know, see, what Washington is worried about, and I think what everybody is going to start worrying about, especially if they win the Super Bowl this year, next year, like I say, you may have to give Jaden a blank check But I think Jaden may pull a Brady and a Mahomes thing and say, you know what? I'll take what I can to survive if we can keep a team good around me. That's what I think Jaden would be. Because it seems like Jaden is about team and not about me. Now, he's going to get paid regardless because he can get any – right now, if Jaden wanted to get sponsorships in this area, he's more than open to get that. Now, I'm quite sure he's going to start – you're going to see him start doing a lot of that stuff in the next few years. And that's what I think that's the way for him to go to keep everything going. That's what I think is the biggest fear. They're worried about does his contract leak in when we're trying to negotiate with Jaden. You didn't think about that, did you?
I didn't think about it exactly in that way, so it's certainly a good and relevant point. But AMAC wants to respond to you, okay? So let AMAC weigh in here.
No, Mark, I think you make a great point, and I think, like, I'm always, like, we were talking earlier with Chris, and we were talking about how contracts are a part of the game, and I always refer back to Patrick Mahomes' contract, which – he's taking $45 million a year, and he's constantly restructuring, but he took that deal for 10 years, and that's a great point that you make, because if Jaden keeps playing like this, maybe that's something that Jaden does where it's like, I'm gonna get you guys for 10 years, but I'll take that discount, and we can continue to restructure so I can get my money, but it'll be a 10-year longer
that's what
term.
I think, and see, here's the deal, man. And I know, Chris, you think I'm crazy for thinking they can go to Super Bowl and win it.
I don't think you're crazy. I bet $5 on them winning the Super Bowl.
I do.
But truth be told, here's what I look at. It all depends on the running game and everything that goes from that and the defensive line. Now, I also think here's another play in it, too. They want Hendrickson. They really want Hendrickson bad. And I'm thinking the other play is they may have a deal ready for Hendrickson, and they can go get him. Or you could just sign two of those players that are off, you know, that are free agents, like a Jadeveon Clowney and Von Miller, and keep both of them because they'll be cheap. And that would probably equal your Hendrickson. I do think the defense is going to be much better this year because I think they're going to be faster and they're going to be bigger in the middle.
I agree.
And that's where I think they're going to be okay with
that. Well, they're
that.
Also going to be better in the secondary, period. End of story. Which I think we've discussed before. But listen, real quickly, circling back to your original point, okay? If you do, right now you have Terry under a one-year deal this year, okay? If you do a three-year extension to the 1 year, Jaden is not eligible for a contract extension for two more years, okay? So if you do a three-year extension, you're going to be you're going to be 2 years in on Terry's deal to that likely window of doing an extension with Jaden, because I would presume if Jaden stays healthy and if Jaden is anywhere close to what he was in his rookie year over the next 2 years, that they're going to try and get a deal done after year three. And basically, like you said, not handing him a blank check because, again, certainly like you'd like him not to be paid $75 million per year. But to your point, maybe where they say, okay, instead of doing a 4 or 5 year deal, we do an 8 or a 9 year deal, and we're willing to pay you overall more money, but it's an average of $48 million or $55 million a year, so that it's lower than some of the others and lower or in line with the market, wherever the market is at that point. But remember, again, if you do it that way, and if you give Terry a three-year contract extension on top of the year he has left, then yes, you are going to have Terry and Jaden under the same cap, making significant money for 2 years of that time.
I also think too, but see, Chris, let me say this to you: if he does go back to back and win Super Bowl this year in 25 and 26. Which I know a lot of people can say whatever they want. I think it's possible, very possible. If he does do that, you pretty much would have – I don't think he would take advantage of the team. Because the one thing I see with Jaden Daniels, I see a lot of someone who's not really about – he just wants to win and play. But what I do think should start happening if they do win a Super Bowl, the number one thing they should do this time next year, start flooding them with a lot of sponsors. Start flooding them. And to be honest, I don't think it's too early. If he wins, even if he takes him to an NFC title game again, or if he takes him to the Super Bowl and he don't win it, but if he takes him and wins it, I don't think it's too early to start talking about it. I mean, you got to at least start talking about that contract because on what parameters and how you want it to have. And then you got other people you got to work. You got Sanders still. You got to worry about if you want to give, you know, Jaden a fifth year so you can give Sanders still his money, Newton his money. I mean, there are a lot of people who you're going to have to worry about, and I'm quite sure Jaden is going to – I mean, Jaden just seems like a team player. He wants the team to be good around him because he knows he's only as good as the team around him.
Well, it's called being smart, and that is what Tom Brady did, and that is
what Patrick Mahomes is doing.
Yeah, what Patrick Mahomes is doing.
I don't know why Dak Prescott ain't doing.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't understand why Dak Prescott didn't do it.
Yeah, I understand. It's a good point.
They take all the money and they don't think about the players, and I'm like, I can understand why Brock Purdy's doing it because this is the only contract Brock Purdy's probably going to get.
Yeah.
No, Prescott, on the other hand, doing what he's doing is kind of insane. And that's why I think the Cowboys will always be what the Cowboys are always going to be.
I agree.
Because that albatross of a contract that just gave that jerk.
I agree.
But anyway.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. Good call as always. Mark's always fiery with his opinions. Let's wrap it up with Jeff in Vienna. Who saw a little bit too much of Jaden Daniels in week three, as we've heard a couple of times today, and knows a thing or two about wide receiver contract extensions. What's up, Jeff? How are you?
Happy Thursday, Chris. You had to go and bring up Mike North now, didn't you?
I'm sorry. I know he – I don't know if you heard the comment that he made with Kevin. He's like, you know, the one kind of regret we had was scheduling Cincinnati for a fourth year in a row in Baltimore on a primetime short week. He's like, I wish we would have been able to get that game in Cincinnati, but.
You know how many division road games the Ravens have played in 7 years at night?
Yeah. It's
one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when your owner is the one on every 31-1 vote in the league. So, you know, can't get away from that.
Yeah.
So, but no, I've loved Terry since the 52-51 Ohio State game in College Park that I was at.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's a great, great receiver. You made me go to Spot Rack, and I'm not making any comparisons of names and abilities. So, Paulie, don't yell at me. But he signed for 119 with $40 million guaranteed for his extension. Terry's going to want 31 to 35, do you think?
I said 33 to 35 would be the ask. The realistic want would be just over 33.
Okay. I mean, that seems to make sense. I don't know. I love watching him play, and I certainly saw him from last year, as you said. But you guys know the dynamics of the Commanders much better than I do. It would seem to me important to get him signed, though, with the understatement of the decade.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
And I think for all the people who want Trey Hendrickson, it's going to cost you $36 million a year to sign the guy.
Yep. Absolutely. Another guy and situation that's been victimized by something completely out of the control of the team, meaning the Myles Garrett situation, which quite honestly was unexpected for me, at $40.5 million. That probably boosted Trey Hendrickson's ask and value by $6, $7, $8 million a year.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we've talked about that. He's a one-trick pony. He's a great player. Paul told me, my proposal is to trade him to the Eagles for Nolan Smith and a fourth pick.
I'm losing you, Jeff. Your phone is going in and out, but I appreciate you as always. But, yes, I know you're out on Trey Hendrickson, but I appreciate Jeff and Vienna. We were starting to lose the connection there. So we will bid adieu. Coming up, dum-dum of the day. Remember last Friday, I believe it was, we had the kindergarten school fight in a line in the hallway at a kindergarten graduation ceremony? Well, we'll kind of sort of dip our toes back into a similar pond of water next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us as we wrap things up here on a Thursday afternoon. We take you to, well, Disneyland in Orange County, California. A wild brawl at Disneyland after one couple and then another couple with their child, an infant, got into a heated argument over one cutting each other in the line. According to video, two men, one dressed in black, one dressed in white, I've seen stills, I've seen the video, started arguing and then physically getting after each other. A woman with a bunny ear head, you've seen those, right? Tries to get in between them and separate them. Young children are all around, yelling, crying, screaming, what have you. The woman in the bunny hat tries literally to get right in the middle. She then breaks off and shoves the other mother, presumably of her non-husband, who's involved with her husband. The other mother is holding a baby in her arms. She goes down to the ground. She's crying. She's screaming. She's, you know, holding on to her kid. She doesn't want her kid to get hurt. The woman in the hat then goes back into the pile after she shoves the mom with the baby, gets involved in between the two men again, and grabs one, unidentified but presumably not her husband, by the throat. It all started at the Crazy Animal City. Oh, it's not Disney. It's Disneyland Park in Shanghai, China. It's not Disneyland in California. I'm sorry. I missed that part. So apparently, one of the couples tried to take a photo taken together. They were blocked by the other family, and the two families went at it after arguing. Nobody was arrested, but they could face lifetime ban from the park for violating rules prohibiting violence. So for that, because you four people are crazy and insane, we're going to give you Dumb Dumb of the Day. Craig Hoffman is coming up next. He'll take you home on this Thursday afternoon. Back tomorrow at 1. AMAC's got a three-day weekend, so wish him well. You can expect to see him back here on Monday. He's got a rest. He's got a rest, boys and girls. Meanwhile, I'm off to go see my Freedom Girls soccer playoffs, baby. Ooh, yeah. The Rooster. Mr. Soccer. Tonight, baby, 7 o'clock. Let's go, Freedom. I'll see you tomorrow on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Thank you. Yeah, you can go sit down, Rooster. Goodbye.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.